A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. The priest and prophet said to the princes and to all the people, "This man deserves death. He has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Jeremiah gave this answer to the princes and all the people. "It was the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and city, all that you have heard. Now, therefore, reform your ways and your deeds. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God, so that the Lord will repent of the evil with which he threatens you. As for me, I'm in your hands. Do with me what you think good and right. But mark well, if you put me to death, it's innocent blood you bring upon yourselves, on this city and its citizens. For in truth, it was the Lord who sent me to you to speak all these things for you to hear." Thereupon the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve death. It's in the name of the Lord our God he speaks to us." So Ahikam, son of Shaphan, protected Jeremiah so that he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. No one at all would ever envy the leaders of Jerusalem in Jeremiah's day. Talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. Tiny city, tiny country, sandwiched between two great enemy empires of Babylon to the east and Egypt to the west. A sitting duck city in the middle of their battlefront. Unable to survive on their own, Jeremiah's king had allied with the Egyptians and received their promises that they would send help should the Babylonians approach the city. And word had arrived that the Egyptian troops were possibly on the move. It was just a question of keeping the morale of the city up until they got there. No small task. And then there was this pesky gnat of a man who would not even keep that thin thread of hope for their survival alive. This annoying character who at every street corner was saying it was inevitable the Babylonians would conquer the city and turn everyone into slaves. Pleading with their leaders to just hand over the city to the Babylonians now to save the battle and the slaughter. Spare as many lives as possible by just surrendering now. Who wants that preacher out on their streets? Who wants Jeremiah in their midst? As if the job of leadership were not hard enough. It can be mighty hard in our daily work to keep our ears open. Under the pressure of time and difficult circumstances, we can struggle to keep afloat. Frequently, the first prayer to issue from my mouth in the morning sounds something like the refrain of that country song from a couple of years back. "Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord. I know I should, but Lord, I hope this day is good. I have little space in my life for anything else to go wrong, little space to hear anyone with a different opinion about what I should be doing. We're barely keeping it together as it is." But time and again, Scripture reminds us that those pesky people who say things that we don't want to hear often have God on their side. The tendency of human nature is to want to arrest them, even kill them, as happens in today's gospel with John the Baptist. At the very least, make them shut up somehow. It's hard enough to listen when we're feeling consultative and open-minded. It's another thing when the Babylonians are breathing down our necks. But one of the great spiritual practices of the Judeo-Christian tradition is to always remain open to hearing alternative voices, always entertaining the notion that there might be some truth to be found, even among those who annoy us deeply, whose words seem ill-timed and contrary to what seems best for the morale of the community. And the people of Jerusalem witnessed that today's first reading. They are somehow open enough to recognize God's voice in Jeremiah's words. Today, create 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of space in your life to listen to someone you would prefer not to hear. Not every one of those voices is a prophet, so I'm not saying to do what they say, but just practice stretching yourself to listen. Practice the discipline of being open so that one day, should a prophet come your way, you will not pass them by, and you'll be able to spot the voice of God in the middle of the cacophony.